On a day much wetter than it was on December 17, 1903, President Bush joined thousands of people at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, to mark the centennial of flight. A century ago at Kill Devil Hills, Wilbur and Orville Wright flew four times. The longest flight was just 59 seconds. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports on the celebrations marking the birth of modern aviation.
When the Wright brothers came to Kitty Hawk in 1903, it was an isolated coastal outpost, a place where they could conduct experiments secretly out of the curious eyes of other inventors. Today, 100 years later, this spot in the sand was anything but isolated. Around the dunes where the Wrights flew, spectators came in cars and tour buses, corporations set up hospitality tents, and President Bush led a well-choreographed celebration.
For as long as there is human flight, we will honor the achievement of a cold morning on the Outer Banks of North Carolina by two young brothers named Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Unlike that cold morning 100 years ago, temperatures today on the Outer Banks were mild, but a steady rain fell, saturating a crowd of more than 30,000. The president said the rain wouldn't dampen the spirit of the celebration, and he saluted the Wrights as emblems of American ingenuity.
America has excelled in every area of aviation and space travel. And our national commitment remains firm. By our skill and daring, we will continue to lead the world in flight.
Today's celebration was years in the planning, and the president was a late addition to the agenda. The White House announced just last week he would attend, and he received a warm welcome as he basked in a picturesque political moment. Mr. Bush was joined on stage by John Travolta and Lee Greenwood. The latter sang patriotic songs. And as the president left, Air Force One conducted its own centennial salute, dipping out of the clouds and flying low over the crowd.
I see it, sweetheart. Cool.
Pat Hartman of Cortland, Virginia, came to the celebration with her family, braving the rain and taking pictures as she watched the entertainment.
I'm just proud to be here, proud of all the work that North Carolina's put into this and that so many celebrities are a part of this today. It's just wonderful.
While many in the crowd came to see the dignitaries and stars, others considered their trip here more of a pilgrimage. For pilots, the Wright brothers hold a special place in history. Their memory is sacred, and the ground at Kitty Hawk is hallowed. Robert Odegaard flew from North Dakota to North Carolina in a 60-year-old restored DC-3. He parked it just a few feet from where the Wright brothers first flew.
If you're an aviation history buff, I mean, this is the Holy Grail. You know, and this is, I mean, what a chance to get virtually on the flight path of the first flight. If you don't get excited about that, you better check your body. You might be dead.
The highlight of today's event was supposed to be a reenactment of the Wrights' first flight in a historically accurate reproduction of their plane. But in an early afternoon attempt, the wooden-framed replica never got off the ground. It spun its propellers as it tried to take off, but it didn't have enough power to fly. Today's program also was to include an air show and parachute jumps. But in a turn of events any frequent flyer can appreciate, many of the planes were grounded by the storms. A reminder that despite 100 years of advances in aviation, today's pilots, like the Wright brothers, still are dependent on the weather. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina.